The gradual blindness. Why adults allow educational destruction and what children must do now. How did we get here? The last tree on Easter Island was cut down without ceremony, without mourning, without anyone recognizing the catastrophe unfolding. By the time it fell, the islanders had become so accustomed to gradual deforestation that they no longer remembered what a forest looked like. First, the mighty trees disappeared, then the smaller ones, then the saplings. Finally, only shrubs remained, and the people thought this was normal. This was how islands were supposed to look. What you see in today's schools is the last shrub. The slow boiling of human potential. Like the frog that doesn't leap from water heated gradually, each generation of adults has accommodated a slightly more degraded version and vision of education, never noticing that what they accepted as normal would have horrified their grandparents. Generation 1. Well, at least they're still reading real books, even if they have to take more tests. Generation 2. The curriculum is more rigid now, but they're still learning to think, just more structured. Generation 3. Sure, there is less creativity time, but they're covering more material. That's progress, right? Generation 4. The children seem stressed, but competition prepares them for real world. Generation 5. They don't seem to enjoy learning anymore, but at least they're getting good grades. Generation 6. My child hates school and can't think independently, but everyone else's child is the same way. This must be normal. Plus, it's a free babysitter while I work. Each generation looked around and thought that this is just how school is now. But none of them could see the forest that had been cut down before they were born. I suspect that the entire vision of education was never completed. And as to execution, we have not even come close to the incomplete vision. It's been just whatever works, whatever is enough. And then the decay started on top of that. The intergenerational betrayal. Promises made, promises broken. Every generation promised the next one would have it better. Every generation failed to keep that promise. Not through malice, not at all, but through gradual surrender to systems that they stopped understanding. The World War II generation promised their children would never face such darkness again. They built educational systems designed to prevent another Holocaust by creating obedient citizens, not realizing they were creating the very conditions that make populations manipulatable. The baby boomers promised their children would be free to explore, to question authority, to change the world. Then they institutionalized their rebellion into standardized creativity classes and structured critical thinking curricula that destroyed the very freedom they meant to preserve. Generation X promised their children would have better technology, more access to information. They handed them devices that scattered their attention and systems that transformed information into meaningless data points. Let's install cameras everywhere so we can feel safer. Privacy gone completely. Millennials promised their children would be emotionally supported, that mental health would matter. Then they created social-emotional learning programs that pathologized normal childhood responses to abnormal educational environments. Each generation meant well. Each generation lost sight of what education was supposed to accomplish. The compound interest of educational decay. When adults can't recognize authentic learning, many teachers, administrators, and parents no longer know what genuine education looks like because they never experienced it themselves. They were raised in the degraded system. They were trained in the degraded system. They now work within the degraded system. To them, authentic learning looks dangerous, chaotic, uncontrollable, because it doesn't match the only version of education they've ever known. And they just aren't educated enough to try to envision something better. When a child shows genuine curiosity, think pixel art, painting with the use of a wall projector, maybe murals, asks inconvenient questions, philosophy, politics, who's on whose side, why religion of love requires so much hate, or wants to explore subjects deeply rather than broadly in an education that's cut up into pieces, into rows and hours and days and subjects and semesters and numbers, or even wants to learn at their own pace. Mastery of subjects requires time, requires careful consideration. But that just makes the adults panic. It makes everyone panic. This doesn't look like school to them. It looks like joy or play. They pathologize authentic learning as a mental illness, a positional defiance or giftedness that needs to be managed rather than nurtured. This is what midlife crisis is about. Unraveling from all the craziness that people force the person into. The cascade of blindness. From educational decay to civilizational collapse. When people lose the ability to think clearly, to have long thoughts, to question assumptions, to see long-term consequences of their decision-making, to understand complex systems, every other problem becomes completely unsolvable. Privacy disappears because people can't understand the long-term implications of surveillance systems. The cameras make us feel safer. Why don't you buy a proper security system instead of handing out apps to everyone that have a share button for enjoying what the neighbor is doing? Are you out of your mind? You trade freedom for convenience without seeing the trade. Pollution accelerates. because people can't grasp the connections between individual actions and collective consequences, largely because they accepted poverty as something that they were born with. They solve immediate, artificial problems while creating larger, deadly future ones. Global warming intensifies because people educated in fragmentary subjects can't think systemically about planetary scale interactions. The education is simply not there. They had never connected more than a couple of thoughts, and thoughts are supposed to weave for days and months and years. That's how we grow. That's how we grow all the way up. That's how we rise. That's what sets us apart from animals. Instead, we debate details while missing the whole picture. War becomes inevitable. Yes. Yes. Without real education, yes. Don't pretend that this is not the truth. Your leaders aren't going to protect you from war. Do you not understand that they want it? They want it because they will become incredibly wealthy from it. The people you thought that were going to fix the world actually need the war to reboot the economies that they have destroyed. People who never learned to understand different perspectives, who never studied the actual causes of historical conflicts, who never developed the patience for complex negotiations, these people can only solve problems through force. Each crisis is really just the same crisis. The inability to weave long thoughts, integrated and contradiction-free, to think clearly, deeply, and responsively about complex challenges. No school, no modern days. We go all the way back where it all started. Dark Ages. Please explain to me how your imaginary creatures are better than everyone else's imaginary creatures. And then take over the legal systems where only one imaginary creature can be taught and everyone else is just being disruptive. Where do you think that will lead? Into the future? That takes you right back to the past. The Renaissance thinkers had to pretend they believed. Take one look up in the middle of the night. That moon is not square. It's not flat. It doesn't actually take observing the moons of Jupiter to figure it out. What do you think the stars are? What do you think the simplest possible explanation means? It was a tactic to keep everyone subdued and scared. It was thought control, not stupidity. That's why Copernicus published after death. That's why everyone else got kicked out or burned to death. It wasn't about religions being correct. It was about you not having your own thoughts, so that you were under control. The elderly will pass away and leave you to another dark age. You're gonna have to pretend to love whatever the fantasy is, so that you can quietly start thinking on your own. Observe the moons again. Paint the ceilings again. Invent camera obscura. Question God while proclaiming his greatness. That's where you are sending your children into, while they are ruled by the lucky few who were born rich. You think the world is too big for that? I think the size of the world will make it that much easier. There are people who think that the world can only support less than 1 billion human beings. Without education, humanity, generation after generation, is headed towards tragedy after tragedy. Don't pretend to learn. The stress-induced tunnel vision. Too overwhelmed to see what's missing. Most adults today are trapped in survival mode, working multiple jobs, managing crushing debt, trying to meet impossible demands with inadequate resources, faking it until they make it. That's why it's so easy to part with all the great things and sink back into the dark age where you have no wisdom, no privacy, no real education. Remember these words. When you're drowning, you don't notice the quality of the water. But you're not an animal. You're not a rat. You are meant to be a great being, always rising to the highest of heights, not pretending to learn, but learning for real. And if you think it's too late for you to learn, technology has a surprise in store for you. I work with artificial intelligence every day. It rides the most complex parts of my programs like nothing. Give it enough genetic information. It won't need to understand any of it. It will just make it do whatever you want it to do. And the first thing that the very doctors that are completely against it are going to do on the day when they discover that they're so fucking old they can't get out of bed is become the lab rats and start living for 200 years. Doubling, tripling their lifespans, maybe extending their lifespans indefinitely. Some say it's easier to reverse aging than to cure it. Go ahead. Keep on thinking to yourself that you're too old to learn. Oh, you're gonna learn. Technology, artificial intelligence, how can you not see it? It will teach you a lesson in greatness. Yeah, today people send their children out into broken schools that they know are inadequate because they don't have the time to research alternatives. They can't afford alternatives. Poverty is not something that you're born with. They don't believe alternatives exist. That's the result of fake education. They're too exhausted to fight systems. They've forgotten what good education even looks like. It's a long-running joke. The system creates conditions that prevent people from changing it. It's almost laughable. Stressed, overworked, financially pressured parents become dependent on institutions to manage their children's development. Poverty forces them into losing the confidence to trust their own judgment about what their children need. That allows corruption to tell them what they need. More of the same, more of decay. And not a real or authentic lesson in sight. It's just gibberish, hour after hour for many years. No integrated knowledge. It's all useless, all ineffective.
As the things get worse, this stops being an accident and becomes design because other industries depend on it.
The rise of the local elites. The new Rome.
What we're witnessing is the creation of an uneducated ruling class that manipulates the beliefs of an increasingly dumbed-down population. It's good business for them. Exactly. Exactly the conditions that destroyed Rome.
History replaying itself
because it's automatic. Without wisdom, systems become corrupted and start working against progress.
The pattern is really always the same. Education becomes a privilege of the wealthy. The masses receive only enough training to perform their assigned roles. Critical thinking becomes dangerous to the local stability. Entertainment replaces intellectual engagement. Why read a book when you can stop braining for an hour? Leaders make decisions based on short-term political gain. After all, minimum effort, maximum gain. I'm gonna die anyways in a couple of decades, might as well.
And then, the modern civilization collapses under the challenges it was intellectually simply unprepared to meet. It does not have the thinking ability of a proper human being. Ladies and gentlemen, decade after decade of fake education, what the hell do you think is going to happen in the future?
It will all work out for you?
We are Rome. The barbarians are not at the gates. They are our own ignorance, our own inability to think clearly about the challenges we face. Maybe if you loved the future generations a little bit more, if you contributed to keep them safe, your life wouldn't feel so worthless, like it doesn't matter anymore, or that it only matters for a few people around you.
You are meant to grow all the way up until you become a great being.
What are you doing pretending to learn for good grades? What are you thinking? While they are still elbow-licking dumb, the elite does send their children to exclusive schools with small classes, individualized attention, classical curricula, and authentic intellectual engagement. See, they may not be learning a lot, but that environment is rich in culture. So they're just sitting around trying to see if they can lick their elbow, but they're also soaking up the class of leaders, of thinkers. Dumb, but not as dumb as the rest of us. Look at your own education. It doesn't matter how old you are, young or old. Look how you are already being processed through standardized systems designed to create compliant workers and consumers. Make and pay, make and pay, and then die. The gap between those who can think and those who cannot afford it out of stress is becoming unbridgeable. Think about it. It may be wiser to help your children learn by walking the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails while they are listening to narrated books created by great thinkers, great beings, and inheriting even more culture. You don't need to inherit decades of culture to develop a healthy desire to learn and grow all the way up.
The trails are hard. They're terrifyingly hard. But they create powerful, creative thinkers that know nature, that see the world outside in. High school? High school is just gonna get your kid hooked on weed. I watched them do it. I never had friends because of how dangerous drugs and alcohol is. You try it once, and it stays with you forever. Dangerous. Not to mention the culture. Get laid, get shit-faced, get plastered, get girlfriend, get wife. These fake, ineffective schools have done so much damage that the generation who discovers it all will look at us as victims of dark ages. In 1,000 years, high school kids are not gonna care to tell the difference between a peasant from 1600s and you from 1980s or 2000, crushed by poverty to a point where you simply had no desire to learn, where people go through life without actually reading a book. And those who say,
"Oh, I read like 8 books, loved them, I wish I had time to do it again,"
they've actually read some novels that taught them nothing about anything. Novels are novels. They are not real books.
The me first catastrophe. When collective problems meet individual mindsets. The educational system has produced several generations of people trained to compete rather than collaborate.
Dog eat dog.
Optimize for personal advantage rather than collective benefit. Think in terms of quarterly results rather than generational consequences.
Consume rather than rise and create.
React rather than reflect. Which, by the way, makes them easy to manipulate by liars. Liars need constant feedback. When you're talking to one, they'll pull you into their narrative by watching your face, by watching your reactions. Liars don't know that we all ruin our lives. Suffer isolation and loneliness, get beaten down in high school. They never suffered a damn. They just tell one story, one really good story. It's how you know it's all made up, because it's so unfair. Learn. Learn from books. Those are the first things you learn from real books, the easily preventable troubles that everyone suffers everywhere. When people are like this, they cannot solve collective action problems. They cannot make sacrifices today that would benefit tomorrow. They just give everything up to make ends meet. They cannot cooperate on the large scale that is necessary to address planetary challenges. They just fake it until they make it, giving up privacy and wisdom and education, their own children and grandkids' futures. So much for, "I love my children." Really. Why did you just sell out the future? Why didn't you stand up for wisdom and authentic education? Stop pretending and start rising. Let me repeat this.
tomorrow morning when you drag yourself out of bed to feel old. Look in the mirror and stop pretending. Start rising. Old means wisdom. Old is a privilege denied to many. To go around saying, "Do you even know how old I am?" means that you're still a child in your mind, a 19-year-old boy. A healthy individual is proud of their messed up decades, because every mistake, every attack was a challenge to rise from. A few decades of that and they become overpowered, proud, and deservingly so. Wise. They just cannot help it.
It's just like we know it from books and movies. When you reach a certain point in wisdom and growing up, something in you, it makes sense to take a good look at the world and see if maybe there is one little thing that you can fix. Maybe two. Maybe there's a revolution that you can start. If you got it in you, why the heck not? Imagine what that would be like. If you really started loving your grandkids, for example. Go up to the high school, the one that's nearby, and stand up in the rain and snow, holding up a sign. Don't memorize. Or you didn't invent cramming. They tricked you into it. Or inauthentic education will not set you free. Or poverty is not your fault. Look at those faces. At first blank and stupid, looking at an old grandmother in the corner, crazy as a duck, holding up a sign that makes no sense. But then the seasons change. The sign is wiser every day. Don't talk to me about loving the future generations unless you are on that corner. Until then, you're just selfish. Climate change, resource depletion, political corruption, manufactured opinions, artificial attrition, artificial chains of poverty. Please tell me one more time how the economy would collapse if no one was poor anymore. It's probably good money to spread that bullshit around the internet. I'm telling you, it's never too late to start growing up, especially in the age of artificial intelligence who learned programming without understanding it. By just looking at the patterns that repeat themselves. Biology is nothing to it. Biology is an emergent complexity. It's even easier than the bullshit we create with programming languages. It's reasonable. One thing emerges from another. Artificial intelligence. A machine that does all the work. Unbelievable that we live in this age. How foolish. Oh, how foolish it is to think to yourself that you're too old to learn. That has got to be the biggest self-insult ever invented. Fixing everything requires exactly the kinds of thinking that the educational system has systematically destroyed.
long-term perspective, systems thinking, collaborative problem solving, and the ability to act on abstract principles rather than the immediate self-interest.
Yeah. But artificial intelligence, that's unstoppable already, right now. It does all the thinking. It's brilliant and beautiful. It's poetry. It's not human, not at all. But if you just look at the results, the output, the way it affects outcomes, it doesn't matter that it often falls short when you chat with it. What matters is that it works frequently enough to deliver.
Nuclear plants, that nuclear energy, they're just using radiation to heat up water. That's a water boiler, a big choo-choo train. There's no such thing as nuclear energy. It's just steam. And look how well it works. Artificial intelligence is so much better than it, and it will deliver much better results when it comes to health and understanding human biology.
This is not the end of your life. This is the beginning of the big one. You know it. You know that's how life works. Just the moment you had it all figured out. To the children. Your moment of choice. The adults have, in fact, failed you. Your parents, they mean very well, they do. But they cannot save you. They were educated in systems that taught them to comply rather than to question, to compete rather than to collaborate, to consume rather than create. They literally do not know what authentic education looks like. Your teachers mostly mean well. But they cannot save you either. Most of them were trained in the same degraded systems. When they try to innovate, they're constrained by administrators who were trained in even more degraded versions of those systems.
Your education looks exactly like that thin pizza slice at the end of the year. So unusual, so thin, so small. That's what you've been calling knowledge.
Ew.
The system will absolutely not reform itself.
These systems degrade without greatness. It's working exactly as intended, to produce manageable populations, not thinking human beings, and it is affecting itself in a circle of destruction. Every generation, it's less. Until a generation arrives that says, no more ineffective education. It falls to you.
You. Must demand authentic education. Even when the adults don't understand what you're asking for, even when they get angry. Let me tell you what it's like. You go to the library, open up a programming book, because you already know that mathematics on paper is trash. But when you start programming in a language, it calculates itself, and that means you can do graphics. That means you can say, room has an array of other rooms. And now you can get inside the room and say, list rooms, and then go to another room, and go into another room, and invite a player or a virtual AI. You can tell the AI to make the rooms unique and beautiful, and give them the commands, such as look and create and inspect. It's so easy. The first virtual universe just takes 10 lines of code. It's unbelievable. And then
You use programming as a microscope. You inspect the world around you. Let me tell you what that means. Get $10. Buy a web server for a month. Create a program that listens to all the things that are trying to connect to your server. Hack it, try to upload something, try to spread a virus, and just sit there analyzing it all. Call it internet weather. Wait until that one weird thing finds you, and then you're like, oh wow, I kind of understand what this virus is trying to do. And then the AI goes,
oh yeah, that's an old virus, but I really appreciate your interest in it. Let me show you how they put it together.
And your journey begins, understanding the incredible complexity of the cyberspace. But there's more to it, because now you can take your abilities into biology. You can make organisms. You can make them evolve. It's very simple. You can now inspect a cell, see what's missing. What would it take to sustain it? What is mitochondria, anyways? What would it take to send caplets, tiny little things, propelled by lasers to distant planets? You have a computer in front of you. You have an artificial intelligence sitting next to you. You can tell it to create the pixels necessary on your screen. You can tell it to act on gravity as well. Now, you're studying the theory of panspermia. That life was seeded, unintentionally probably, because we do have cross-pollution from Mars. Ejecta from asteroid strikes does reach Earth. Yeah.
Physics. Newtonian physics. Calculus. You make everything move on your screen. At a time when everyone else is learning how to use the CSS grid or some nonsense, you ask AI for the simplest possible formulas for 3D graphics. And then ask it how to transform X and Y into X, Y, and Z for your web page. Now, you have a multi-dimensional, multi-layered user interface with just about a couple of functions. Now you're already leading the world. It's much more efficient because it's one simple function. It doesn't need all the CSS nonsense. And then there's the AI itself. You need to be able to loop it around in on itself so that it expands itself. Large language models are amazing, but don't you think that there are smaller programs that are capable of a kind of intelligence? Maybe it's a lot easier than you think. You have to demand authentic education, and you should use programming as a meta-subject that opens the gateway to everything else. Stand up for yourself and your future. Don't let old people ruin it. It's yours. It's not theirs. They don't even want to learn. You need to demand an education that connects subjects rather than fragments them.
1 hour math, another hour biology, and then some nonsense phys ed class where Mr. Toe Rag pulls crap out of his butt pretending that it's how it's done. It's not, I tested it. Followed by history and art history, and then some kind of a walk outside. You are a power. You can stand up along with all your class and say, we want a real education or you're not going to have a job and your principal is not going to have accreditation.
We will shut this school down, demanding authentic education. No one will think ill of us.
And we're going to inspire all the rest of the schools, because nobody wants to learn this crap.
Everyone wants to participate in authentic learning because it feels great. It's exploration, it's games, it's design, it's creation. It's waiting for you. Don't be scared of the teacher. They're pretending to be mean to keep you in control. Demand an education that develops your unique abilities at the time rather than standardizes you. That encourages questions rather than memorizing answers. And that means you're getting real information that helps you rise. How to open a file? What is a memory pointer? How do you publish this on the internet? What is a domain? These are real questions that receive real answers. And people that can't answer them are not teachers.
They are just pretenders, parasites, selling you out for a small paycheck while pretending to teach, to go through the curriculum. Just like the elderly can no longer rationally say, I am too old for learning. You have artificial intelligence now. It can very well deliver an individualized instruction at the pace that you need. You need aims, which is what programming will do for you. The future jobs have already been taken off the market because they were easy to automate with barely thinking intelligence. So you need to start fighting for yourself. You have all the years of high school to do that. Make AI your friend and learn programming. You're letting your teachers control you with fear, with ridicule, with poisonous things. Stand up for yourself. You're being bullied by corruption at an age where you have access to artificial intelligence that can teach you for real. Please. Because you still have friends in high school and middle school, you can build collaborative skills rather than competitive ones and co-found a series of small companies. AI does all the hard work. You need to learn how to address real problems rather than go through artificial exercises because they don't do anything for you. All those nonsense problems, nobody remembers any of that. And those who do, oh, let me add to that. Those who became good at math in school. I see their eyes when they look at programming the first time. The madness, the jealousy, the power that they didn't know existed. I saw man's eyes light up like he just became God. They're probably thinking about automated solvers approaching solutions to problems that usually require formulas, and they're just going nuts with it. Simulating the universe in an age of artificial intelligence, oh, all of that is so fetching. Math is small potatoes. Programming is where math comes to life, where it becomes a universe. And now in the age of artificial intelligence, math becomes even greater than what these mathematicians are dreaming about. Oh. Your mind goes in a circle around curiosities. When that motion, circular winding motion, is disrupted, you stop learning. Yeah. You need an education that respects your development timing rather than forcing artificial schedules.
Your mind needs to tell you what's next. In my computer programming, I often work at computer programs from different perspectives or switch to sub-libraries. I jump to the fun parts. I always return because the stuff that I left behind also becomes fun after a while. If you're not allowed to do that, then programming becomes some kind of a mental torture. I had a visitor to my website that got angry just like that. They were pushed into executing commands on somebody else's command. They've gone nuts. They couldn't tell if I was enjoying programming or not, if programming languages were good or bad. They lost it. And when people tell you this is impossible, remind them that their possible is actually just destroying the world. Yeah. When they tell you this is impractical, point out that their practical has created climate change, endless and pointless wars, and civilizations that collapse under the weight of their own ignorance. Yeah. When they tell you to be realistic, tell them that their realism is actually the fantasy that you can solve 21st century problems with 19th century thinking. This is the same old myth of economic collapse if everyone had money. It's a lie. It's a form of mental control. You don't know what would happen. No, there were no examples yet. $3.5 million means $100 a day for foreseeable future. You always have money for food. You can move anywhere you like. It's an investment in the future of humanity. The people who don't want things to change are spreading myths that economic collapse can only come from you having time to think and reason and learn and rise. That, too, is an old trick. You are meant for more. You are not meant to be a cog in someone else's machine. No. You are not meant to compete with your peers for artificially scarce opportunities. A better world is a world of opportunity. Resource sharing means that there is no more scarcity. Wisdom means that there is a future. You are not meant to memorize information that you will forget as soon as the test is over. That is not education. Pretending to learn is a form of self-destruction. Please. You are meant to learn and to grow and grow all the way up to become great beings that help humanity advance in peace and wisdom to no end. You are meant to think thoughts that no one has thought before. Look at AI. To solve problems that seem impossible. To create beauty that doesn't yet exist. To build connections between ideas that seem completely unrelated. You are meant to be fully human, complete, which means fully capable of great wisdom, of great compassion, of great creativity, great foresight, and great understanding. This is not a formula for economic collapse. The people who are telling you that the world will collapse out of genius and beauty and greatness have no real education. They're parasites. They just hate change. Because they know that every time people rise, they lose. That's how parasites work. Now, the simple, sad truth. Please hear these words. If you continue pretending to learn like your parents did, you will destroy the world and all the future of humankind. The climate crisis, the resource crisis, the war crisis, the meaning crisis, all of these are symptoms of educational failure compounded across generations. You see? The adults who created these problems were educated to create these problems. If you accept the same kind of ineffective education, you will face the same problems, but now only worse, multiplied. Your parents already did the damage, now you're just going to be adding on top of it. The choice is yours. The time has to be now. The future depends on your courage to demand something better, an authentic education, at all cost. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Please, please, stop pretending to learn. What are you doing? Start actually learning for real. Stop accepting what the broken people offer. Start demanding what you need. Stop preparing to inherit their failures. Start preparing to transcend them with your knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. It's not just about you. The young people, they're already around. You will be betraying the munchkins if you continue pretending to learn. Just like adults are betraying you, you're already doing it somewhat. What is this memorizing for a test? GPA score? Where are you going to put your GPA score? Real education. Real education. Learn programming. Where you have to communicate with a machine back and forth. It will tell you, no, the program doesn't work. You need to do it this way. Yeah. That's real education. You are always rising with every new lesson. Everything else is just make-believe. Some would consider that to be an attack. Look at the people of the Renaissance. What would they say if they saw you cramming for tests, doing homework before class, and your teachers letting you pass? None of that is real education. Stop it. Stop. You're destroying everything. The world needs you to become the thinking, caring human beings that you were born to be. Everything. Everything depends on it. The last tree on Easter Island fell in silence. The last chance for real education will not. Make sure that your voice is heard.